This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, November 1st. God's word for you today is in multiples. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3, and it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn." As the year comes to an end, depending on people's experiences, the sentiments vary. While some are rejoicing that the year is finally ending, perhaps because they have had a lot of pain and pressure, others are praying for the days to slow down because of the many wins they have recorded. Regardless of which side of the scale you are on, God's word to you is enlargement. Psalm 119, verse 143 says, "As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands." For some, the pressures of the outgoing year have led to depression, hypertension, panic attacks, and for some, personal economic recession. But your story will be different. The pressure and stress will lead to enlargement because you will find joy in God's word and his command. So more than ever before, as 2025 wraps up and you prepare to launch into 2026, you need to take God's word seriously because therein lies your victory. There are a couple of things you need to expect even as the year ends. From a prophetic standpoint, even in the remaining days of this year, you are going to experience multiple congratulations, you are going to operate in multiple dimensions, you are going to experience multiple open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. As you find yourself operating in multiple dimensions, multiple streams of income will open up in ways you did not know possible. This is your portion. This year and beyond, by the grace of God, you will experience multiple open doors. In fact, for many, the doors are opening already. They just appeared shut, but they are actually open. I will give you an example with a personal story. I was processing something in the US that would take between 12 to 20 months. However, I was to reach out to the office if I did not get any feedback in 18 months. The way the process is, once it is initiated, you cannot travel. So I was stuck in the US. I could not travel. I started the process in the first week of July of that year, but I was praying because there is nothing beyond God. We had a God Will Do It Again service coming up in December of that year. My lawyer advised me to call the office as there was a possibility of me getting a stamp for emergency travel if I was able to justify my trip. I called and I was drilled in an interview session. After explaining, the interviewer said, "Okay, you qualify for the emergency travel." That is a testimony, right? But that was not all. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, I experience enlargement, multiple congratulations, multiple open doors, and I operate in multiple dimensions in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.